It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I haven't succeeded in flushing out people on the subject matter. I'm trying to get you to the subject of mind control, and for the reason is that mind control or mass hypnosis is the most subtle serpent in the garden, and you do not see it when it's being done to you. I know how to hypnotize a person. It's called waking hypnosis. That person doesn't know I'm doing it. You don't see me do it. That's how easy it is to do. The knowledge I have, I'm being transparent, I'm being open with it. I'm revealing it all. The knowledge I have is the knowledge the wicked liars of the world have, and they employ it. I'm trying to expose you to the fact that you are infected by this, and this is how you've been infected. But the trouble is, you've been infected so deeply that you've become one of them, whether you like it or not. You've become the mother you hated. Now, on you it looks different, because you mask the fact that you hate your mother and put on a front to your children as if you were going to be the best mother in the world, so your children would love you, not like you who hated your mother. So you make a whole shtick out of making your children love you, and then you deceive them because you're putting on a mask and you're hurting them. You don't know you're doing that, but you're twisting things and making them see what isn't true. It has hypnotic effect. The kids are upset. They see that you're a hypocrite. You don't see it yourself. You think you're a good mom. You can't explain the behavior of your children. You get it now? No, I don't. Maybe not. But I'm talking about... Look, I could tell you a little story. I'm sitting in a pub when I was 18. Or 19. I was just several years in the army. And I got discharged because I have flat feet. Couldn't march. The blood would come out of my shoelaces. But anyway, when I marched, you know, 25-mile walks and stuff like that, I wasn't that good at it. I can run and all the rest of it, but you need to march in the army. So, but I'm sitting in this bar and with the guys. I don't drink. I drink a little bit of wine every day. It's good for me, about a half a glass, because I don't eat much fruit because I'm a diabetic. But you know, I keep it under control, so I'm not. And if you'd eat like I would eat, you'd never get it. And that would be better, but we'll talk about it some other time. I'm in this bar, and they all know I've entertained the troops. Everybody in Maidstone, Kent, which was the training ground, everybody knew me for my judo and my self-defense, and I proved myself there. Also, as you know, for the hypnotism, which I did practically every night, I actually hypnotized some of the officers. And we didn't do guard duty that night. And they didn't even know it. I mean, I'm not proud of that, actually. But, you know, it's easy to do. And so I said, well, I could hypnotize you right now and you wouldn't know. He says, no, you can't. I said, well, you see that beer? Are you holding that mug up? See that beer mug on the counter? Yeah. I said, it weighs 20 tons and you can't pick it up. He says, you're crazy. I said, you can't pick it up. He couldn't. It was a shock to him. How did I do it? I won't tell you.
I want to know the secret.
I'm trying to get people to be not so vulnerable as to let someone do that to them. But you have not let me do that. You prefer to do to others. In other words, you're a hypnotist. You don't know it. When you're cruel... When you grow up to be a cruel parent, every cruel parent is a hypnotist. Every seductive mother who pretends to be the mother she doesn't want to be is a hypnotist, because she's lying to her children as to who she is. And the children can see it. They're not hypnotized, but shock is more than they can bear. Absolutely. Are they hearing you, Brian?
I asked you if she's effectively putting a 20-ton chain around her throat.
A whole life is destroyed. And other women pick up, or other people pick up, on that weakness. And every liar in the world, every hypnotist in the world, can see your weakness and they home in on it. Okay. You haven't got a chance of a snowflake in Hyades with this government, who's highly sophisticated in saying one thing and doing another, and frustrating the crap out of you. Pardon the way I said that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. It's time for Advice Line.
Open your eyes. How are you?
Well, I don't know what it was, but I also, that was just, what did you do?
I help you experience God.
When we begin to question our answers, it's the questions that begin to change us from within. We begin to become authentic.
Explanations, if they are carefully framed, if they come from the heart, from my heart to your heart, then something magic happens. Magic happens.
Roy has helped people overcome relationship problems, addictions, and problems in child raising. It's time for Advice Line. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you heard the opening of this program. The first 5 minutes, sometimes stations give you just the news instead of me, and that's too bad, but I appreciate being on the station. Because this is hard stuff. This is not the usual talk show. This is telling you raw truths, and not just about bad people, but about your affectations or affections for bad people, or the unconscious compulsion to make bad people, good people bad. In other words, the mother tries to be, as I said, the whole of life is hypnotic. I've got a book called The Hypnosis of Life. I don't know if I mentioned these books, but you can see it, read it on the web, or you can purchase it. Hypnosis of Life. If you want to understand some of this, you need to get that book. But otherwise, you could listen to me and call me on this program about Hypnosis of Life, because every single problem you have comes from being hypnotized, and you don't know what hypnotism is. You can't hypnotize me, you say. You don't even know what it is. Oh, people will say, but so many people, you can only be hypnotized if you're willing. No, just the opposite. The more unwilling you are, the more you resist, the easier it is. You never waste a stress moment, a crisis. You create a crisis, and people don't know how to deal with it, and therefore they get penetrated with the will of another person, and they become subject, and they can't help themselves, and they don't know they are, but then they turn around and do to others what was done unto them. Jesus says this. Do this way. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But you don't know how to do that. You have to be saved from the system before you can do that. And so otherwise you inherit your parents, made worse by your teachers and professors. See? And so either you become one of them, making others worse, educating them and confounding them out of all the common sense they were born with, or you become me, despised and hated, defamed, even by my listeners, because even when you turn the dial and you hear my voice, your first reaction, who is this guy? He's crazy. Well, if you just think of it a couple of days later, you think, no, maybe I'm crazy. See, because first thing, once you're backwards, you think I'm crazy. crazy as a fox. Look, I told you, let me just tell the story again about hypnosis. It's called waking hypnosis. Easy to hypnotize a person in the army. I just mentioned a few minutes ago, and then I'll give you another example. I used to give demonstrations because we had nothing to do in the evenings, and I was the entertainer. I was well known in Maidstone, Kent, you know, where we got all our training. And even hypnotized the officers one night. We didn't do our guard duty. Because it was just, you know, there wasn't the war with Germany was over. The war with Japan was still on, but so therefore was no danger. But the point is, I'm not proud of it. And that is the officers I was doing it to. So and I did it to all the soldiers in my platoon. They did more for me than the sergeant who hated me. He's a corporal actually, but acting sergeant. I mean, I hypnotized him too because I drove him up the wall. Clean up the wall. When he first, after the war, he saw me. I went to that dance I mentioned just a couple of times. I went to it. He was sitting there, and he yelled out a yell. It's you! It's you! Well, he just couldn't get me out of his mind because he couldn't affect me the way. He didn't like me. And he tried to penetrate me with that mouth of his. You know, the kind of mouth that's used on Sarah Palin, and she gets on, she's not flappable. She's unflappable. That's what I was. And many, many other times, I can tell you stories. I was in Houston, and I started the Institute of Hypnosis successfully for 7 years. And I was doing such a good job, by the way. The knowledge I got from that is transferred to helping soldiers to overcome their post-traumatic stress disorder. There is nobody on this earth that knows the secret or that's in the CT called coping strategies, or be still and know. In this coping strategies, which are both the same, one's for civilians, is the key to undoing every problem you ever had. It's a counter-hypnotic thing. Now, we have to be careful about counter-hypnosis, because if you have a person hypnotized and then who then belongs to the hypnotist, once you're hypnotized, they own you. And like-minded people, so if they die, somebody will take their place with the same look and feel to them. And so you've got to be careful of debriefing, because you could transfer to me, and I would own you. I wouldn't want that. What I have to do is transfer you back to your innocence, your creator. So, but I was in Houston and 7 years, and I was doing very good and helping people and taking business away from the psychiatrists. So they conspired to trumped up charges. And I was not guilty of any of that. But I've never been in court. Once at a time, I was in court one time for knocking out four nice lifeguards with my friend. That's another story, on the beach when I first came. Yeah, that's another thing. But that's not about hypnosis. That'd be a great story, but not right now. I guess I can write a book one of these days. But the story was this, is the newspapers were full of Sarah Palin, you know, nonsense and lies. I was, you know, bewildered by all this. I thought I was living in a free country. And I never heard such horror, you know, such defamations. Because, you know, I'm a carefree guy and I know my stuff. So I went to jail. They found me guilty and gave me 30 days for practicing medicine without a license. And that was because the gentleman who was hired to trap me, didn't sign the release form. And all I said was, it was real. He was a patient of a psychiatrist, and he was being treated for, and he was hypnotized against being hypnotized. And so when he came into that state, which would have been a great defense, witness compromised. But what do I know in those days? I was just a young fellow. And with the family. And so the interesting thing goes like this. So here I am in the jail. And I start to spend my 30 days. And people know that from the news that what I can do. So I start helping everybody to overcome the problems, and reporters come in, and I'm glad I met Roy Masters. He's solved my problems, and child molesters, everybody. And practically hypnotized everybody in the jail. And they move me out into a solitary confinement so I get away from everybody. And the warden comes in and says, look, we know that Roy, you know, this is political. Can you just leave this alone for a while? He let me off 10 days off for good behavior. But meanwhile, I had helped the prisoners so much, they all got together and made sure I had chicken every day. I could afford it, but I wouldn't do that in front of them because I couldn't treat the whole jail. They got together and made sure I had chicken, and they loved me. So, there's lots of stories like that. And I like to tell them to you sometimes, but I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but the point I'm making that is what I do is debrief you. And debrief you means transfer you to the only self that is appropriate, your true self. I have to manage to transfer your shell, your physical body, to the spirit that's willing to serve the Creator. The part of you that's longing, it's trapped in the machinery of thinking, and it's crying out, you know, looking to this church, looking to this doctor, this psychiatrist, this love, all the wrong places, never getting in the way, struggling. And that's where I come in with the 82nd Airborne Division. Most of those men who got post-traumatic stress disorder will not kill themselves. And they know it. It's practically official. Fort Hood is using them now. So in other words, I know something. And one of the famous psychiatrists in one of the big hospitals, he called me and says, I use it. It's your voice, isn't it? I said, no, sir, it isn't my voice. But when we get together, I will show you how it's done. But I don't think it's easy to explain to anybody how it's done, to actually juggle with two minds. I'm juggling with two minds when I'm talking to you. And so the deceiver juggles with two minds. First of all, he knows that you're sensitive as a child. You're sensitive. That's how you learn, by being sensitive to the world. If you weren't sensitive to the world, you couldn't learn anything. But he misuses that. He abuses that sensitivity, and you hate him. He abuses, lies, cheats, rapes you, violates you. And so that now your soul is involved. Consciousness is entangled with the unconsciousness, which is entangled with a person. You never overcome that. That's what post-traumatic stress disorder is. Is it more complicated, except it's more tangled with more horrible things from the war. Can't deal with stuff at home, you can't deal with them at war. They're thinking of using it to prevent post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a very good idea. So, please, ladies and gentlemen, your suspicious mind, the part of you that's tangled up in all the muck, is what doesn't like me. It gives you the impression that of pain, that therefore I must be a charlatan or something. And it will talk to you that way. And I assure you that it's not you that thinks this, but sin that makes a home in you. That part of you rules your that part of you, that thought self, that you can't see that thought self. It lurks in the subconscious. It's invisible. It hides inside you. It's called ego. It thinks through you. You think it's you. It isn't you. But you listen to it because it makes you doubt truth. And it seems more right, the lie seems more right than truth. And so when I come along, it disturbs you. That's what I don't mind disturbing you, because it's a good disturbance. I haven't stooped to the level of your abuser. I'm not the abuser, but it feels like I'm the abuser. It's you, the abuser. You're hating me for being real, because it's exposed. But then you feel offended. No, it's offended. You feel afraid. No, it's not you that's afraid. It's afraid. You think it's you. Now, do I separate you from that other you? There's never been a you, a real you. There's never been a real mother. You've never had a real father, with very few exceptions. Hardly any of us have. all the way back to antiquity. And they stoned the prophets, but they didn't have a microphone. You know, I'm in a room, you know, all by myself, so it's hard to stone me. And I'm well armed, thank you. Got a nice 9mm here that's got, you know, 36 shots with an extra clip. Not afraid to use it either, I tell you. But anyway, so I'm not exactly Jesus-like. I know the dangers we're in, so I have to live long enough to help you, to show you what fools you are for despicable liars. Why you're always attracted to the wrong people, or you bring the worst out of good ones. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Let me look. You soldiers, you veterans, military, police, firemen, everyone who's in law enforcement, I love you. You sacrifice your life every day to the scum on the streets. But they don't have to be scum if you deal with them right. They might, you know, like my experience in jail, I actually turned lots of those people right around. And I've taught a lot of policemen friends of mine, and they find that the criminals actually like them, the way they deal with them. And you can't have anger in you, because otherwise you get traumatized by two things: the fact that the law doesn't appreciate the fact that you're a good policeman, and they let the criminal off, and that makes you angry, and the criminal is like an animal and spits in your face, and that makes you angry. So you're traumatized from both ends, from the law itself, from the weakness of the law, from the dishonesty of the law, and all that. You've got all kinds of things traumatizing you and degrading you, and that reaction called resentment is the key. Seems I reduce it to that. All your behaviors come from resentment. Find out what resentment means. I see. Meaning you can actually see it in the light. Not because I say so. Because I've lifted your consciousness, separated you from the morass of your misery and miserable thoughts. And suddenly you're looking at your thought as if you were a stranger to them. And it doesn't like that. Something inside you squirms. And conflict increases a little bit. At first there's a little bit of relief, but then you have to deal. Actually, you're saved. But salvation doesn't mean the job's complete. Because the good book says, you know, yes, you're saved, but you're saved meaning you have the ability to do unto others as you would have them do unto you from that day forward. And in that process, undo all the things that were done wrong to you. Because every time you reacted before, you got worse. You fed yourself to the person, or you fed on a person. See, you bloated with their subjectivity to you. You get empowered. Your ugliness gets empowered. Or you do the empowering. Either one, it's sin. You sort of are companions in hell. There's no winners, all losers. Even the winner's a loser. So the key is to find salvation from that. But the completion of salvation is your whole life. Those who endure to the end shall be saved. Now, aren't you moved by this? What's the matter with you people? Can't you identify a little bit with what I'm saying? Can't you call and say thank you? Can't you call and cuss me out and say, you're all wet? Well, show me where I am and I'll show you a chicken with teeth. I know you better than you know yourself. And so do all the expert liars in the world. And I'm not an expert liar. I'm trying to free you from that. The trouble is, you have so much of them in you that you don't like me. And you're afraid of me. And you should have bought that CD a year ago, 10 years ago, and you still hesitate. You know I'm telling you the truth, but something won't let you. That's it. You're not in control of you at all. Yes, if you give yourself over, just listen to what I'm saying, that thing will loosen itself, loosen its hold on you. All I'm doing is bearing witness to a truth you kind of knew all along. But remember what I said in the beginning of the program? The excuse is the evidence, immutable evidence, that you've been acted through. And you, and it that acted through you gave you the excuse. Johnny made me do it is the same in every language. So you have, I have a whole list of excuses which are all exactly the same, just translated into different languages. That the evil is not that smart. Your awareness is much smarter. It actually resolves the problem just by watching it. And then when you look at people, it frightens them. When you hear me talking, it upsets you. Now, I'm not upsetting you. It's a thing inside is upset. And it is, by upset means you think that you, it's a defense. It's not. Because being upset to good people, I didn't upset you, I'm just told you the truth. You got angry with it, therefore you opened the door and you've let me in. Now you're mesmerized. You are, a little bit. If you were angry at any point, I've done it to you. But in a good way. I've opened the door and let something in to go, put conflict in you with that thing. That's right. You may lose a little sleep, but be careful you don't curse and cuss me and call me like all kinds of names, because it will. How can I say this? You can't say you haven't been told. It's bad enough for you to hate a good person, a bad person. I'm a little ahead of myself. It's bad enough, dangerous enough to hate people who hurt you. But it is terminal to hate a person who's trying to tell you the truth. And then you join with it, you join forces with your own dark side. He's stupid, isn't he, Joe? You can nudge your friend. He's crazy. And good Joe says, yes, and I got both of you. You won't be able to forget. It'll ring in your ears. And I say this with absolute conviction, which overcomes your conviction to the contrary. And that's a good thing. In other words, you're becoming demesmerized. It's a different kind of shock treatment. It is a shock to hear truth. Truth hurts, but it didn't hurt you. It hurts the thing in you, and you're identified with it. Just get over it now. Now, I'll be a nice person again. Well, I guess it's, I'll take my next call. It's getting a bit late. CJ in Atlanta has been waiting all this time. I'll take him after the break. But otherwise, there's no others. Show numbers are K5944 and K5945. You can get these programs if you want to. 5945, right? And the yearly web subscription is $120. And instead of buying all the stuff and putting us all to work, you can download it. Look, you can watch anything. And you can watch it. It's always there for you for a whole year. There's so much you'll never be able to see it all in 20 years. It's just at least 50 years of stuff. The best of it, anyway. And it's all good, actually, so it's hard to choose, if I may say so. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that smart is intruding and nudist parties in studio, anything goes.
All right, well, here we are again. I don't like these canned commercials. Every now and then I have to substitute one because I have to have a bite to eat or other things. You know, you sit here 2 hours every night and nobody wants to talk to you. You know, I eat my poopy porridge here between it to comfort myself with poopy porridge. It's just a mixture I made of raw grains, which is very good for your digestion and other things, unmentionable. But you can get a copy of that from, you know, you can get a copy of the recipe. I think I've changed it a little bit because, well, there's things that happen to you when you under the care of the doctor, and you know, the antibiotics do things to you that they don't know how to deal with. They just would turn the other way. You can't, your digestion stops, you can't eliminate. It's just awful, and it gets worse and worse, and seems to me that antibiotics and beget antibiotics, and seems like your immune system gets weakened, and therefore you get ill of other things. So there's got to be a way out of that. I need to write that book on, you know, what doctors can't tell you. But if you call on the radio with a problem, whatever it is, I will show you mentally, emotionally, and physically what to do. There are all these components, but it has to start with the Beatitudes, in a manner of speaking. You have to have a certain, word is objective, but it's an altitude. Instead of an attitude, it's an altitude, like you climb up a tree and you can see further. The scout in the camp will climb up the mountains and he sees much further, sees the enemies coming, but if you don't do that, the enemy is on you before you know it. You're not ready. So this consciousness gives you ability to see ahead, like Nostradamus could do it. But you can do it several seconds ahead. Before it happens, you can actually know what to do. And the first thing you learn to do is not to get upset with it, because you know it's coming. You know that that's what the purpose of those name-calling and all that sort of is. The betrayal, you know that the purpose is to disturb you, to put you and keep you in a hypnotic state of illness. All right, now the number to call to become demesmerized, I mean that, to be, in other words, in religious parlance, it's called being saved. Except that when you go to church, they don't deliver the goods, they just talk about it. And they work you into an emotional frenzy. And if they do that, you're a born-again Christian. But not really, you're just a born-again turkey. You're still a turkey. But you just think you're a Christian. It's really strange. You still don't like this? Well, if I like Christianity, I like Jesus, but not so fond of, you know, their followers. I understand him. Him and I are friends. Very good friends. All right. But you do not do justice to him. And neither your preachers don't either, for that matter. All right, 800-877-3227. Will you call tomorrow? And go to the website, fhu.com, and give a donation. Okay, or Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. I hope that wasn't too fast for you. I'm just running out of time.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I had a different beginning start as a fix for this program, but it started off with an interesting call. So we're doing a program of callers. Let me take a caller right now who just, Larry, the other one just dropped off. We don't have many callers tonight, but I'm on a heavy subject. And it's very disturbing stuff, but it needs to be said, you see. So be careful that you don't curse me, because it'll backfire on you and you'll curse yourself. You won't hurt me. You do yourself in. Just remember that. The only way you know how, some of you nasty people, the only way you can keep me out is what lets me in. You know that when you intimidate somebody, you get in them, don't you? You know that. You're one of those big people who lie and know how to, you know, get off on putting people down. So if you're one of those people, you're not going to like me because I've exposed you and it feels painful. You may not realize that's what's happening. And so the thing is, but that your own anger, I haven't stooped to your level. I haven't purposely upset you. I just told you the truth. It's your own anger that's aroused at the truth that lets me in. So you have big conflict. And the more you struggle, the worse you get. So I'm laying that on you. And the only cure is to realize that it's wrong to hate me. Let me give you a story. Larry, do you mind if I tell him a story? Ask him if it's all right. No, ask him, because he's up next. Otherwise, I'll take him. What does he say? All right. I don't want to ignore him. So, I was a professional hypnotist, and I ran the Institute of Hypnosis between 1953 and 60, when I came to Los Angeles. I ended with that, you know, me going to the pokey and hypnotizing everybody in jail, or unhypnotizing, as it turns out. And so this young man, son of the owner, who's a friend of mine, his name was Linus Harden, he's dead now, he owned the insurance company. But he's a spoiled brat. And so at the commissary, he used to make snide remarks, and I just would take it. And then one day I said, "It's enough. So you think I'm a fake, right?" He said, "Yes." I said, "He's a big guy." I said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hypnotize you right now." He said, it frightened him, right? It frightened him. That's how it works, really. It's total confidence. And even though it's false confidence, it works. So I said, "What's the most important thing that you want to happen to you in the next week or two?" So like a fool, he answers, "I'm taking my exam." So it's called progressive involvement. Immediately I'm involving him, and he's responding to me. He's giving me what I want. He says, "I'm taking my accounting exam. I've been studying for a long time." I said, "Well, I'm not going to let you pass it." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You resent me, don't you? You think that resentment is a good thing?" He says, "Yes." "Do you think it's a defense?" He says, "Yes." I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make a bet. If you resent me, I'll be able to take away the power for you. I'll make you fail on Monday." He said, "It's on." So I said, "Well, go ahead and have a good resentment. Get it over with, and you'll see I'm right." He said, "Well, I'll show you I can resent you." And so he did. 6 months later, there was a knock at my door. My wife was there. This man was half his size. He never passed his exam. And the more he resented me, because somehow you sort of like try to make himself do it. But it wasn't fun anymore. The resentment was in the way. I was on his mind. And he got angrier. He said, the first thing he says to me, he says, "Take this thing off of me." I said, "When you drop your resentment towards me, it's gone." And then I closed the door in his face. And that was the end of him. Never saw him again. So, there's lots of stories like that. Go on telling you stories like that. But I'm trying to make a point. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm telling you resentment is hypnotic. And you better not resent me for telling you the truth, because you'll become mesmerized by it. Now, that could backfire on me where you become violent. But I know how to handle that, too. Now, what I would like to do is to wake you all up. But the trouble is, you are imprisoned by what has you since childhood. Okay, now, and if you go to the website, FHU.com, you can actually hear, you don't have to pay anything, you can actually listen on the telephone. The telephone number, if you just, the Vice Line, no, be still and know by phone is 206-315-4836. And as you get, it doesn't cost you anything. If you don't have a computer, you can't go to a computer if you haven't got one, so you can go there and for free, you can get better. Not everybody. You only get better if you know your state is caused by emotions. If you recognize that all the troubles of your life are caused by emotions, you have the awareness to get better. If you don't, I can't help you. All right, now, I can make you worse. That's all. You can try it. You could try to make it work for you, but it won't. All right, now, go to Larry next. Larry O'Bean.
Yes, sir. I called to tell you, I appreciate very much what you say. There was a time when I had struggle with anger.
Yes.
And I did just the way you teach. I didn't know you then, but I just got it up, looked at it, and said, I used my engineering background, and I decided what caused it was either someone didn't do what I expected them to do or something.
There you go.
It didn't happen away, and when I says, well, if that's what's triggering, I got to stop doing that.
There you go.
And I don't let my wife control me. I don't try to control her. I tell her sometimes. I says, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you information, and you do with it what you want to do.
But listen to me. I got to give you another clue. It is the influence of not being influenced. In other words, when people are manipulators, and they go in where they take an advantage, they can't help themselves. They don't even know they're doing it. They don't know their own strengths. They don't know their own weaknesses either. But those who intimidate, they set the stage for the battle. And if when it comes to me, I would say, just let me describe my war. They would be better off if they didn't resent me and didn't engage me, because
exactly.
the first thing they want to do is to upset me, to make me angry and yield some of my strength, my advantage to them. But that's where they fail. And when they fail, they get weaker, because they feed on the strength of the person who's the victim. I will not be a victim. And so then they try harder and meaner, and pretty soon it's them that looks like they got the problem, not me. See?
Well, what I've learned is I'm nothing without the Spirit of the Lord working with me.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it? That's what it really is. It boils down to it, isn't it?
That's what it really is. And when you get anger, the Spirit leaves.
It departs. It gets tired of tarrying with you and departs.
Yeah. Well, when it leaves, you're now up to the... You got the full force of the spirits, the other spirits, trying to control you.
That's exactly right.
Now,
the American people everyone has been conditioned by resentment and anger. And then always look for the relief of that through love that's fake. And that's how you got that's how you all elected a fake. Because we all love fake people, because the fake people don't threaten us. They make us feel good about ourselves, but they lie. It's called the lie of love.
That's why super good salesmen are super good salesmen, because they tell the people what they want to hear.
Yeah, and there's always that, I love you, and I'm your friend.
And when I was in sales, I told them what they needed to hear, and I tried to get them to see what they were looking at and how it benefited them. If they wanted it, fine. If they didn't, fine.
I have a son. He's the best salesman on earth. He could charm the eggs off a hummingbird. But he doesn't do it purposely. In other words, he doesn't try to sell. He's just truthful. So truthful that the opposition, the people who he's doing business with, who are big wigs, they don't understand how he gets the better of them. He doesn't try. They can't get the better of him, and they admire him for it. You know, during the war, you have pictures of the German pilot shot down saluting the British pilot, right? It's respect. When you can't shoot someone down, people who are, have power admire that. They want to use you, even if they know that you're, even if you're Pharaoh and you know that Joseph's Jewish. You still want to use, don't you see that?
Yeah. Well, all right. I figured this out. My wife, I don't let her engage me anymore. I back away from it and scoot around it. She's sitting there, you know, fiddling. What happened? You know, she didn't get a reaction.
It's called the influence of not being influenced.
Yeah, one day she complained about this, complained about that, and happened to walk by, and I says, honey, I says, you keep looking long enough, and you'll find something you might like. And I just...
Well, she sounds like a politician. Yeah, there's a saying, the politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies.
And create it into a crisis.
Got a rush.
Yeah. Well, I would say that, you know, if it wasn't for my belief in God and support he gives me, I'd be a nothing.
You would, and me
and
too.
I wish I'd have met you 50 years ago when I was struggling with all this.
Well, it's better late than never.
I will say, though, I bumped into you accidentally here. I was making some delivery runs down in L.A., and I hit your station. And I've been working with a friend of mine through church. I've been signed to him to help him if I can. And I didn't know what to do. And he's been on dope in his past and all this. He's got these demons inside him, and it's stirring him around. And the information that you had helped me to understand how to help him. Because
I got to run because we're running out of time, and I don't mean to rush you, but
the
station's got rules. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your calling, and I'm happy for your happiness.
I'm glad to talk to you.
Thanks, and same here. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of 2 hours. What have we accomplished? Have we accomplished much? Have I loosened your purse strings? You want to give something to the foundation to help us? I have 170 stations. If I got one letter from every station every day, that would be fair. I don't. I get about 20 letters a day. Maybe 50 if I'm lucky. But that's 170 stations. Don't you think there's something wrong with that? And why am I on? Why am I on? All right, now here we are again, and I'm live again in commercial. Maybe you can put a commercial on and give my tonsils a rest. Yeah, give me my tonsils a rest and let me eat my poopy porridge.
Are you ready to stop struggling with your problems?
Every night I take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Are you ready to stop being so emotional and angry and upset all the time?
The drinking's gone. The drugging is gone. I quit smoking 5 months ago, and I don't even care about it anymore. It's amazing. I've lost 15 pounds in the last 2 months, and I'm running again. And it's all without saying I have to do it. It just happens.
These are the words of people whose lives have changed radically because they've discovered how to gain control over their negative emotions.
I know that a lot of people are listening because I was, and I was really hurting. And I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just, like, have peace at night. But I feel like I had to call. And, you know, it's very important that he stays on the radio and still gives his advice, even though people may feel that it's harsh or whatever they may feel, but it's honest and it's real, and people need to hear the truth. And I have a sugar coat.
He's very much appreciated, and he has helped me. It's been taking years for him to personally get through all the layers of things with me, but I'm coming along. We're always reaching out for an answer, and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. It's all the different ways that he lack that. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
These people have discovered that stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said, and since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous. I gave up pot. I gave up going to bars. Married. Oh, we are still married, almost 30 years. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise.
All right. Now, we've got just a few minutes left. So there's no point in giving you the phone number, except the office number. Tomorrow call. Look, you've got a problem. It's easy to fix. Look, last night I had a lady driving a car. She's hearing me for the first time. She got a problem with a husband and a brother, mean to her. And I said, well, you're driving your car. She said, well, can I drive a little way and pull over and maybe I get a hotel? So she calls me at the end of the program, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, her problem's gone. And it will stay gone. And you people hear me do this all the time. And you hold back. You don't get the CD, you don't call. You hold back, thousands of you. And you don't realize that how mesmerized you are and how you are becoming a communist nation and submissive to it. So you can do all the marching you want with your tea bags and they're going to ignore you. You don't even know how to march at the right time. You march because Glenn Beck tells you. But you should be, if you're all Americans, you know automatically to gather together in taverns, gather together in libraries, or gather again in front of the White House, and so when these bills are being passed, millions of you should be there saying, no, quietly no, don't you dare. And if you did that, but you don't know to do it, see, you don't know it without a leader. I don't need any leaders. You shouldn't need any leaders either. You shouldn't need people to arouse you. Injustice in itself should arouse you in a proper way. Automatically, you sort of come together, but you're all fighting each other. You're all different religions, different politics. You're all hiding behind your belief systems. And all lies, every one of them. Even when they're telling you the truth, they're lying. I'll give you an example of that. Jesus loves you. Well, this means he loves you as you are. No, he doesn't. And that's clear. You can't be perfect. No. What does it say? Be therefore be perfect as your Father in heaven. But if you ask the average preacher, they always tell you, no, you can't be perfect. Then you ask the same question to the person, but you say you must believe the word of the Bible literally. So they'll say, well, why don't you believe it literally? And they have no answer for it. I mean, flaw these ministers. It says it, doesn't it? Nobody can be, only Jesus can be perfect. What are you talking about? See, be therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And he has the supporting evidence too, supporting words. No, Jesus doesn't love you as you are. Yeah, and that, because then he'd be an enabler. In other words, why do you think so many people hated him? Because he was a threat to the system. Everything rotten in the system awakens and joins forces against this one man. Well, most of you are corrupted. Yeah, most of you, I don't mean to be rude, but you're just nothing. And I don't mean to put you down, I don't believe to put you down, but you've made yourself nothing by all your pleasures. You eat too much, you drink too much, you screw too much, you find you lose yourself in all these pleasures. You're lost in the music. It's not even music. It's not even music, but you think it is, because it's designed to this discord of it. Some of it is totally discordant, loud, discordant to draw you away from your pain. But it's music because it makes you feel good. It's good music, but it's bad music. But bad makes you feel good. Easily confused by art. There's hardly any good music left except the old stuff. Every now and then there's a modern piece that's worth something. Most of it's junk. But you don't know it's junk. Because it keeps you from knowing that you're nothing. It gives you the feeling that you're something. And the artists that they do that may make a lot of money lying to you and making you feel good and arousing emotions into forgetfulness of who, what a rotten nothing you've become. So, I don't expect to get many calls tomorrow. It'd be nice if someone says, you know, that's right. No, that's not because I'm not doing the show tomorrow. David is. But it would be nice to say, you know, that's something that hurts. I needed that. That hurts. Thanks. I needed that. Everybody thinks there's something. That's what makes you nothing. There's always someone rising to the occasion of your need. Isn't there? All right. Dirty old men need love, too. Okay, well, all right. That's my thing for the week. Enjoy David tomorrow night. On that note, I'll say goodnight to you. And call me tomorrow if you can recover your sensibilities. 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. Give a donation. You know, you get the tax deductible. And Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And one more. FHU.com is the website. FHU. Thank you. Have a good night. Enjoy David tomorrow night.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die.
Take control over your life.
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless, because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com. Are you overwhelmed by pressure and stress?
Already things are being resolved in my life. Fences are coming down. I'm mending fences that really broke the ice fly. I'm so grateful.
Are you ready to have your life become a success story?
I had gone through 15 years of therapy with a psychiatrist. It still didn't help. So I bought several of the CDs, and he had a lot of the answers that I didn't get with the doctor. It's been real helpful. I don't get as worked up about problems. I just stay calm. Different things will come up, and I'll just work it out.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know.